USA News. I'm Lance Prime. The total collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and New York Signature Bank over the weekend has many Americans on edge, as President Biden addressed the American people this morning.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured, they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. The management of these banks will be fired. If the bank is taken over by FDIC, the people running the bank should not work there anymore.
At least 8 people are dead and possibly over a dozen are missing after a pair of small boats capsized off the San Diego, California coast Saturday night during rough seas. An unidentified Hispanic woman called 911 claiming her boat made it to the beach, but the other one capsized with 15 people on board. One senior lawmaker has major reservations about the spending proposal from the White House. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy ripped into the $6.8 trillion proposal, saying Biden's promise that it would solve the country's financial problems shows that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Anything seems possible when you don't know what you're talking about.
Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture at the 2023 Oscars held at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, California last night. Michelle Yeoh won the Best Actress from Everything Everywhere, and Brandon Fraser took home the Best Actor award for his performance in The Whale.
Gentlemen, you laid your whale-sized hearts bare so that we could see into your souls like no one else could do, and it is my honor to be named alongside you in this category.
This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Interior Department announced last night the Biden administration is moving forward to protect some 16 million acres of land and water in Alaska from future oil and gas drilling. The president's conservation bid comes as climate activists, environmentalists, and other groups express concern that his administration will soon approve the ConocoPhillips Willow Oil Project on the north slope of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. Time change got you feeling a little down?
A disruption to our body clock from daylight saving time could have negative health impacts, according to sleep researcher Dr. Heinrich Gompf at UC Davis Health.
Our circadian rhythm is not aligned, at least for the first few days, with the light-dark cycle that we're experiencing outside.
Dr. Heinrich says our circadian rhythm resets every morning with natural light, which there is less of after springing forward. Research shows an increase in cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, stroke, and fatal car accidents during the first week or so after moving the clocks. It can also make mental health conditions like anxiety and depression worse. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries launched their biggest joint military exercises in years, as North Korea said it tested submarine-launched cruise missiles in an apparent protest of the drills it views as an invasion rehearsal. North Korea's launches indicate they will likely conduct provocative weapons testing activities during the U.S.-South Korea drills that are set to run for 11 days. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and